Welcome to the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4, man. Monday conversation with Mudro.
You.
So, Robert Kraft, City of Jupiter, Florida, charged with a misdemeanor.
So he was in Florida?
Obviously, he can go anywhere he wants to with 6.3 billion.
Yeah, that cheese and macaroni is everywhere. I thought, you know, we was out here striving for chips with dip, but now I see it's cheese and macaroni.
So, automatic boycott on Kraft cheese.
Oh, yeah. I can't do it. It just seems phony now, but, you know, I guess that is a new little slogan you can say when you with the homies or whatever. Man, I got cheese and macaroni. What y'all talking about?
It was broccoli with cheese.
Yeah, that's cheese and macaroni.
No crab.
Man, crazy.
And that's, you know, it is. I had a feeling it was gonna happen. I had a feeling it was gonna shake down like that. You know, they high profile clients, man, they'll never see the inside of a jail.
Will we see a mug shot? How you feel about
that? I doubt that.
You doubt that?
I doubt you will ever see a mug shot. I think that the DA is going to play ball in the City of Jupiter and let his attorney and his representation team take care of all that for him and file all the paperwork. So therefore, he'll never step foot in a courtroom. Period. The end of story. He had to pay a little fine. They'll figure out some loophole in his he liable to get pretrial diversion of $6.3 billion. And he'll probably have to make a public service announcement. And y'all mark this, and I bet this on everything. Robert Kraft, you gonna see him contribute money to some kind of way, to some kind of advocacy against prostitution and sex trafficking, and he's gonna make a public statement announcement. And he won't. His attorney will
issue a statement.
Yeah, you bet that a statement's coming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he's participating in it, and then he's donating money against it, he would be a hypocrite, right?
Exactly, but nobody wants to keep it 100 and label them that, because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. How long do you think that it would take for all of this to go away to where it's, like, not even talked about? Like, we don't talk about Brett Favre being addicted to painkillers, Mark Chimura, sexually, statutory raped his babysitter. You know, how long do you think it'll take for this to just be all in the wash?
I would probably say maybe the end of the
next season,
this upcoming football season. Because what's gonna happen in the draft and leading up to the draft and all through the season? You know, the Patriot haters, they're not going to let this rest. And this is what's going to cause all the smoke. Because they're like, oh, y'all owning out here, about here buying broads.
Yeah. I mean, my timeline on my Facebook page is full of Robert Kraft memes. You know, I see the humor in it all. But in all actuality, man, it's a sad statement. But, I mean, he's worth 6.3, is that what you said?
Yeah, $6.3 billion.
And he's what, 102? How old is he? Yeah. I mean, he's
79.
Yeah, well, I mean, his. I guess your money will do your macking for you, but you know, I mean,
that's why I asked why you got 6.3. Why you got to pay for it if that's the case?
It's probably a lot easier than talking up on it. You know, he doesn't look like he has the gift of gab. You know, maybe if he went to a Meek Mill after party, he could probably find him a video vixen or something. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't get after it.
Party.
Yeah, I don't get it.
What I don't get is how R. Kelly posted this 100-rack bail for child support.
Wow, I guess he had it.
And, you know,
so they locked him up for child support?
Yep.
Not for...
No. They hadn't even got that far yet.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, he got locked up, what, Friday? Yeah, he was locked up Friday on a non-payment child support. That was $160,000 bond. So, he posted $100,000 a day in the cashier's check. Clear money.
Well, you know, they used to call him Kells. I seen his mugshot, and he was definitely... Big Rob.
Oh yeah, he did not look like Kells in this mugshot.
Yeah, he was.
He looked like he was from South 62.
Yeah, he ain't been jazzercising or electric sliding across the. He hasn't been stepping in the name of love. Only steps he looked like he'd been taking is to the fridge or whatever. But you know, that's man. So what about all the other stuff? They just, how can they pin him on that, but all this other stuff going on, and they just waiting to just drive the salt truck.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's all going, the thing is, you know, in most judicial cases, unless your crimes are directly related, they can't roll over in the other ones, but your punishment is directly related to every case that you have, and that's in every state.
Yeah, it's crazy because like the things that they said, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody's seen the little docuseries by now, but it seems like it's a lot of women coming out in the woodwork, and they want to defend them. And I mean, you know, music is one thing now, but you know, as far as who he is as a person and the crimes that he has committed, like I don't see how anyone could sit back and say, you know, well, I'm just gonna be on his side because, you know, he hadn't came out and told his side of the story, or I don't believe he did it because I liked R. Kelly 12 play. Like, that's just crazy to me.
But and you know, the funniest thing is this is the biggest part. And you know, the biggest part of this whole thing is you haven't heard anybody on R. Kelly's team issue a statement. Period.
His team is just as guilty as he is, man.
When your manager turns himself into the police, when your whole security team turns itself in and starts talking, you know, with some salt in the game. And it's not even no salt in the game, really. Maybe that's a wrong choice, a wrong metaphor. The truth is coming out.
Yeah, but you know, they could just be like, maybe they could be lying on him, but I, you know, you can't, the people that's around him, you know, they could have a ulterior motive, like, you know, maybe they feel like he did wrong by them in any type of situation, so they just gonna ride the wave and just throw him under the bus. But
I
think it's too much evidence, man. Like, you know, right. I mean, it's one thing to have audio, like a wiretap, but film, like you're on camera, like
personal camera, not just a random camera.
Yeah, I mean, any kind of camera, visual, like how can you fight that? Like, it's your head. It looked like it was your head, Craig. So, you know,
right.
How can you fight that?
Speaking of Craig, so you know that they are Ice Cube and a couple other characters. They are they're trying to buy a TV station. So, you know, I just want to say, you know, you pray everything goes well. You know, you like to see moves like that being made. And you know, good luck with that.
Yeah, somebody tried to buy a TV station not too long ago and didn't really work out too well for them.
Yeah, old William H. Cosby.
Yeah, I would try to buy a radio station before I bought a TV station, because, I mean, Cube been in the game for a long time, man. He ain't really never had his name thrown in any kind of slanderous things, but, nobody knew that about Bill until he wanted to try to buy NBC, so...
That's a whole nother story. But yeah, speaking about this Cube thing, you know, it's funny you say that, because the only thing I can ever remember about hearing about Ice Cube is when he left NWA, because he got smart, because he was looking after his own self, because he was looking after his money, because he was looking after everything that meant something to him. And I can't be mad at a man for that.
Nah, he seemed to be a great businessman. Like after the music, how he took off into acting. I don't think that it's been any artist in hip hop that has had more of an impact in on screen movies. You know what I mean?
Big facts.
He got the Friday series alone. You know what I mean? Like cult classics, you know? And then you
gotta. So, yeah, you know, we just hope that everything goes right.
Oh, for Cube? Yeah. I mean, he seemed like he has done great business, you know, for himself. You know what I mean? Like all the films and everything. He may be one of the, maybe the biggest artist to ever like get into movies and just ride that wave like that. Like he done his thing on the screen, you know.
Right. So here's your question. Your favorite Cube movie?
My favorite Cube movie. It definitely wasn't Anaconda. Does that count as a Cube movie, or does that count as? Does that count as a Cube movie, or that was just?
No, we ain't gonna count Anaconda. We know everybody have a bad film. Everybody in Hollywood is gonna have maybe one or two bad films.
I mean, Anaconda was a good movie, but I don't think that was a movie that was his money. You know what I mean?
Anaconda was so unrealistic.
Hey man, I went to the movies to see that.
Man, we went to the movies to see I'm About It too.
Yeah. Did I'm About It?
No, that came.
That was straight DVD.
Yeah.
But I mean, hold on now. Wait a minute, man. That was a very, very vivid part of my life in 40 years. I mean, we probably watched I'm About It maybe 250 times total.
A bunch. Yeah. Talking about a hood now. That brings us to another story. Okay. So you got I'm About It, Half Baked, or How High? Which one gotta go?
How High.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it was cool. It was East Coast. You know, I'm from the South, man. I love the South. I mean, and plus it was I don't know, man. Like, you can get rid of all of them. I've seen I'm About It more than probably the only movie I've seen more than I'm About It is Menace to Society.
I'm About It would never leave my memories.
Nah. We could put it on and go bar for bar with that, man.
I mean, can I drink with you?
I keep a cup.
You know what I'm saying?
I keep a cup, dog.
Man, anytime you have a dope fiend roll up on you and he got a glass in his pocket with a mink coat.
A mink. Yeah, he had a mink. It was definitely not mink.
Yeah, a mink coat.
Yeah.
So
50 Cent.
Man, do I look like a 50 Cent brother to you? Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4 Monday Conversation with Moodro. We'll be right back.